Damas calls me his spiritual father, and I am proud to be so associated. He and I have known one another since 1999. I won't say more about him. That will be manifest in what he says to us. God bless you, Damas.
Amen. Greetings, I guess all of us are fine today.
Yeah.
It's always good to be in the house of the Lord, and particularly that when you come to the prophetic house of God, it's kind of, God is already descended upon his people, and let's see what God has. So again, I'm grateful to be here, and I don't take it lightly that God has given us opportunity to share the Word of God with you. And I bring greetings from my wonderful, wonderful wife and my two children. They're happy, and they're sending their greetings to us. And again, we want to thank every one of you, those of you that are hosting us, and in particular this house, the church. And we're grateful for all that God has been doing for us here. And we believe God has something for each one of us. Yeah. Let me begin by reading a passage of scripture to us, which I might not preach from, but it's important that I read it. Wow. Tell your neighbor that it's going to be fine. Talk to somebody and tell them it's going to be fine. I can't hear you say it's going to be fine. I can't hear you tell them it's going to be fine. After this, I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and before the Lamb. They were wearing white robes, and they were holding palm branches in their hands, and they cried out in loud voice, "Salvation belongs to God, who sits on the throne and unto the Lamb." And all the angels standing around the throne and around the and around the elders and the four living creatures, they fell down on their face before the throne and worshiped God. Amen. Praise, glory, and wisdom, and thanks, and honor, and power, and strength be to our God forever and ever and ever. Amen. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. And I sang and I worship God because he's worthy of our praise. And we gather here today because of all that he's done. This morning, briefly, I'll share with you what I call supersize faith. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I pray that you release your presence. You give power to preaching and the teaching of the word this morning. I just pray that somehow, God, you meet us at our point of need. And I know that, God, you want to speak to us as individuals and families and as a church. Lord, I pray that you come in power. And I invite you, dear Holy Spirit, that you do that you all you do for all of us. In Jesus' name, amen. Genesis chapter 17. Thank you for bringing me water. Genesis 17, if you can open there, verse 1 to 9. When Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to him and said, "I'm God Almighty. Walk before me faithfully and blameless. Then I'll make my covenant between me and you and will greatly increase your numbers." Abram fell face down, and God said to him, "As for me, this is my covenant with you. You will be the father of many nations. No longer will you be called Abram. Your name will be called Abraham. For I have made you a father of many nations, and I will make you very fruitful. I will make nations out of you, and kings will come from you. I will establish my covenant as an everlasting covenant between me and you and your descendant after for the generation to come, to be your God and the God of your descendants after you. The whole land of Canaan where you You reside as a foreigner. I'll give as an everlasting possession to you and your descendant after you, and I'll be their God. Then God says, Abram, as for you, you must keep my covenant and your descendant after you for generation and generation to come. This morning, I'll share with you what I call supersized faith. Now, just to help you remember that we're talking about supersized faith, you're going to say that to the person you're sitting to, say supersized faith. You see, faith is critical in all that we do. And let me just say that the faith that introduces us to Jesus Christ, our childhood faith, is not enough for adult big problems. You know, in life, faith grows. When you come to the Lord Jesus, there's a kind of faith that you start growing bit and bit. Let me just put it this way, that the faith that you used to sort out problems 10 years ago is not the kind of faith you need now. You need some supersized faith to deal with adult problems and big issues that come into our life. The chapter we've read is very, very important. It's kind of a watershed because at this point, God is changing things, you know. Abram, he lived 175 years, but 99 years, he was called Abram without H. And he was called the exalted father. But God appears to him when he was 99 years to change the name. And you understand that in the Bible, the name spoke something. Talks about the character and the future and the destiny of what you're going to become. And so God comes to him to change the name, to change something and to begin something new. Hallelujah. God is about to begin something new in your life right now. God walks in and breaks through and he says, you no longer be called Abram, you'll be called Abraham. He changes his name and God starts speaking to him. And so today, as I share with you supersized faith, the question is, what is supersized faith? It's a faith that does not limit God regardless of what. It's a faith that does not limit God because of our social background, because of our age, because of what we're going through. It's a faith that believes God, that whatever God has said, all things are possible with God, and to him he believes. It's a faith that says God caused things which are not as if they were. It's a faith that says, let the weak say, I am strong. Let the sick say, I'm healed. It's a faith that believes that God makes a way where there seems to be no way. What is supersized faith? It's a faith that does not limit God. And for the first time, God introduces himself that I'm God Almighty. In other words, he says, I'm El Shaddai. Why does God come to Abraham and say, I'm El Shaddai? I'm God Almighty. Why is he saying, I'm God Almighty? Friends, Abraham is at 99 years old. He just received the call of God in chapter 12. And time has passed. At this point, about 13 years has gone past without that promise being fulfilled. Or probably Abraham was expecting that when God said, I'll give you, you become the father of nations, I'll give you a child. He was thinking when he was still had the strength, he would see that baby. And years has grown and he looks at his wife, the wife is grown past age. He looks at his body is growing old and he's wondering in his mind, will that promise come to pass? And God comes, I'm God Almighty. I'm El Shaddai. What is God trying to communicate? In other words, he's saying, Abraham, I want you to believe that no promise that I've ever given will I fail to fulfill because I'm God Almighty. God wants to communicate to him. He says, it doesn't matter the situation you're going through, how impossible it might look, I'm God Almighty. I have the power to fulfill that which I've committed. It doesn't matter what the doctors have said, how they've diagnosed you, how the situation might look bad, I'm God Almighty. It doesn't matter how the broken relationship that you have, maybe somebody's walking out of your house, you don't know what to do, I want you to know I'm God Almighty. It doesn't matter how broke you are, what you've gone through when things are falling apart, I want you to know that I'm God Almighty. It doesn't matter what the doctor has said about your sickness and your situation, I want you to know that I'm God Almighty. So God comes to Abraham and say, I'm God Almighty. I'm El Shaddai. I'm powerful one. I'm the one who has the power to change everything. Some of you are saying, why is it that God doesn't show his mightiness in our lives? Why don't we see those things? Listen to this story. A story is told of a tourist. He went to a different country, and you know when you are a tourist, you want to see good sights. He decided to go by the riverside, and he found a fisherman who was trying to catch fish, and was busy catching fish. But it was something strange. As he was catching fish, the tourist noted one thing, that each time this guy caught a big fish, he measured it, he threw it back into the river. Again, he picked another fish. When he measured it, it was like this small, he put it in the bucket. He went again, he picked, he got a big fish, he threw it back in the river. And he went on and went on and went on, and then the tourist was surprised. What's going on? Because all of us look for a big fish. And so he went close to the fisherman, and he said, why are you doing this? Then he said, listen, I have one problem. The fish that I'm putting in the bucket, that's the size of my frying pan. The big ones can't fit. You see, friends, this fisherman limited the size of his fish with the frying pan he had. And most of us, we limit our faith. We limit what God can do in our lives because of our faith. Some of us, when we come across big promises of the Lord, we throw them out because we don't see the almightiness of God. We don't think that God, you know, the problem is not with God. The problem is with our faith. Just on the onset of this message, I want to encourage you, friends, in this year of great opportunities, that you widen the bounds of your faith. Because God is El Shaddai, is the Almighty One. You need to understand, friends, that faith is required for every stage of life, every season, and every part of our lives. 13 years has passed. So, friends, I want to share with you, what is this supersized faith? I'll bring through three just lessons or the characteristics of this supersized faith. Number one, friends, it's the faith that does not limit God because of age. The supersized faith is a faith that does not limit God because of age. Listen to Romans chapter 4, verse 19. And not being weak in faith, Abraham, he did not consider his body already dead, since he was about 100 years old, and the deadness of Sarah's womb. He did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that he had promised, was able to fulfill. A supersized faith, friends, does not limit God because of age. The Bible says Abraham was fully persuaded despite being 100 years old. Even his wife, grown past the age, he believed that God was able to fulfill. Why does God let us wait that long? Why does God just say today and make it happen for us? Why does he make us wait and wait and wait until we're feeling, oh God, friends? Because God wants to reveal to us that he's the El Shaddai. He's the Almighty God. He's able to do that beyond. God is the Almighty. You see, in the Bible, there's one issue that people struggle with. People struggle with the issue of age. Each time God came and spoke, people looked at, if you read the whole passage, Abraham even laughed at. He said, oh God, how can that thing happen to an old man? That's not Abraham only. Even Jeremiah, when the word of the Lord came to him that I've appointed you to be a prophet, he says, oh God, I'm still a kid. I'm young. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to say it. I don't know how to speak it. Friends, we should never allow age to hinder us from doing what God wants to do in our lives. Friends, when it comes to supersized faith, It doesn't matter how old you are. You might be old, you might be young. But when God comes to you, is the God El Shaddai, Almighty God, is able to do it. God has an assignment for each one of us. Friends, allow me today. What is supersized faith is all about. Whether you are young, a story of my young son. One day he walked up to me and he says, Daddy, I feel God is speaking to us that we need to start a ministry. And one day he started his ministry. He had one person come. And for 5 weeks it went on like that. And he kept praying, believing God that he would reach out to the neighborhood. And each time I would drop him at the church, this person, one person would come and he would continue to teach. He would teach again and he would praise and he would thank God. Before we knew it, in the 60th week, we had about 6 kids come. Friends, to cut the long story short, as I speak today, he has over 80 kids that have come into his ministry. Amen. It doesn't matter, friends. It doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter. You might be old, you might be young. When it comes to supersized faith, you need to believe God that age should not be an hindrance to you. May I speak to those of you who are slightly above me, or those who are my age, why can't you make the next 5 years to be the most impactful years for your life? Why can't you make the next 10 years of your life to be the most impactful years? Why can't you make the next 20 years to be the most meaningful years of your life? See, some of us are saying, oh, my season is gone. I remember when I had some strength, when I was young, I could have served the Lord. God says, I'm the Lord. God Almighty. God is never too late. He's always on time. When he points at you, he says, this is my time. He reveals himself to you. That's the time for you to say, yes, Lord. Why don't you decide for the next 5 years, for the next 10 years, for the next 20 years to be the most impactful years of your life? Why don't you leave it to God and say, Lord, here I am. Do whatever you can. I surrender my life. Yes, I may have a wasted time, but time has come. I've received the revelation. I'll not allow my age to hinder me, whether I'm young, whether I'm old. I surrender to God. It's time to arise and become all that God intended you to be. He says, I'm God Almighty. I am who I am. Abraham, you're saying you're too old. I'm God Almighty. This is the beginning of our journey. I can do all that I've committed myself to do before you. Never allow age to be an hindrance to what God wants to do in your life. Some of you are saying, no, we are busy with raising kids. Oh, they're at the college. No, I'm at the peak of my career. I'm still young. I'm going to wait a little bit. Some of you are saying, oh, I wish all those old days could come back. I'm old. God says, I'm God Almighty. Amen. Supersized faith, secondary friends. Oh, I love this one. It does not focus. It focuses on the promise giver, no matter what. It focuses on the promise giver, no matter what. Read with me Romans 4. Listen to what the Bible says. He did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God, being fully persuaded, convinced that he who had spoken was able to fulfill. He says by faith in Hebrews, by faith Sarah herself received power to conceive, even when she was past the age. She considered him faithful who had spoken. You know, supersized faith focuses on the promise giver no matter what. It's not about your situation. It's not about your circumstance. Circumstance may change, but God remains the same. Oh my God, my Lord, I pray you understand this. When God is calling you, when God gives a promise, it doesn't matter what is prevailing now, because his word will never return void to him. He watches over his word to perform it. So supersized faith, friends, doesn't look at the circumstance, doesn't look at the situation. It looks at the one who has spoken. And the Bible says when Abraham was fully persuaded that the God Almighty, the El Shaddai, the creator of the heavens and the earth, the sustainer of all things, in him we live, in him we live, move, and have our being, and spoken, so shall it be. Oh my God. You better understand, friends, that the promise giver is the promise keeper. When God say, I'll do it, it will definitely do it.
Yeah.
So supersize faith. It doesn't look at how old I am, the missed opportunity I missed. It looked at the word that has been spoken and oh, spoke it. Friends, if you know your daddy has got all the power, has all the authority, has got everything, if he said you're going to make it, you can raise a shoe on that word and move. I don't know. Have you seen how Prince Henry was? You didn't hear me. Have you ever seen a child of the king, how they walk? Have you heard a child of a king, even the present, how they talk? The reason they have the power to do whatever they do, it's a question of who has spoken. The one who's giving you the promise is God, El Shaddai. He's the Almighty One. Oh my God, he's so transcendent, he's so powerful. Oh, he created the heavens from nothing. He caused those things which are not as if they were. Is the power of God.
Yeah.
Friends, is God Almighty. Supersized faith looks at that. And Bible says, oh my Lord, being persuaded that the one who spoke has the ability. Not only does God speak, he has what it takes to fulfill what he has said. Oh, let every man be a liar and God be true. Oh, Malabos. You can sit, friends. Sit briefly, friends. Listen. God said, this you gotta get it. If you get this, you'll never be the same. Listen. I'll read it slowly and explain it to you. This is the heart of the message today. It's in Hebrews, verse 1, verse 11, and verse 12. Therefore, we have English teachers here. Therefore, my son could have explained it better because they understand English better than me. Therefore, after describing what God is able, that is able to fulfill whatever he has promised. Then the writer says, therefore, from one man, this is amazing, from one man, and him as good as dead. You hear that? From one man, and him as good as we are born, listen to this, we are born descendants, many as stars of heaven, and as many as innumerable grains of sand by the sea shore. Listen to this. It says, therefore, from one man, as good as dead. In other words, from the worldly perspective, Abraham was as good as dead. Nothing good will ever come from Abraham. It will not produce any more. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Out of that which they've said, it can't produce. El Shaddai, God Almighty, steps in, makes that which was dead to produce as numerous descendants as the stars. Oh my God. I don't know what the world thinks about you. Some of you may have been labeled. Some of you, you're standing in the peripherals. You're not considered that anything good can come out of you.
When walking, society says is finished. They say your time has already gone past. You miss your opportunity when you had a strength. There is nothing any good in you. Nobody even considers you as a thing because they look at you as good as them. Yeah. Here is good news. Out of that which they considered as good as dead, El Shaddai, God Almighty, pulls out sweet honey. Oh, out of that which they said is nothing, boy, God comes and touches that person and it makes him a star to shine. Out of, I don't know what they call you, I don't know what the people have said about you, whatever they've labeled, it doesn't matter. When you come into encounter with God Almighty, all things are possible. Yeah. Oh, my Lord. Marabo Sheke, I came to announce that the best days are yet to come. I'm announcing to you that your good days are coming right now. Your good days are coming. Your best days are coming because God Almighty is about to break through into your life. Friends, for the sake of time, let me give my last point right now. Supersized faith believes all the way to the end. I say supersized faith believes all the way to the end. I might be old, I might be 99, but I know there is El Shaddai. Yeah. They may say it's grown past age, or my wife is old, but I know there is El Shaddai. They may say she will never conceive, but I'll believe until to my grave that even before they say the last word, El Shaddai can step in. Brethren, you need to understand this. When Nebuchadnezzar looks at these three boys, he says, I've been told a story that you guys don't want to bow to me. I'm giving you an opportunity right now. Just bow. I save your lives. The three young boys, they've got a supersized faith. Let it be known, King Nebuchadnezzar, we will never bow to you. Even if the Lord doesn't deliver us from you right now, we will never worship you. Because we have a faith that believes unto the end. He said, you guys are kidding. You're kidding. We're not kidding. And he goes, he gets them. Oh, can you make it seven times hotter? And I say, we're not kidding. We're not worshiping you. We still believe God at the end. I'm going to show you I'm the king. They say, we'll show you that we still believe to the end. He picks them and he throws them in the fires of. And they say, we believe in God. As they drop in the midst of fire, oh, he sees the fourth man. And they're dancing, to God be the glory for the things he has done. He's Yahweh. He's the Almighty God. Here is the point, friends. It doesn't matter what you're going through. Even at the end, keep believing God. Even when you're about to step into fire, never quit. Just go there. He can walk you through the fire. I guess you didn't hear that. He said, I'm going to throw you in the den of lions because you're worshiping a different God. Is it true, Daniel? He says, I have a supersized faith. I believe all the way. Daniel, you are a trusted man. Is it true you're doing that? I only worship El Shaddai, the Almighty One. And he stabs the lions. And he throws Daniel, this God Almighty, the El Shaddai, who make the lions that have stayed for weeks without food to be filled and not have any appetite for you, because Almighty God is with you. Yeah. Never quit on your faith because things are not happening today, because you are reaching the dead end. Never quit. This God Almighty, if in the midst of fire, he can walk through. In the midst of the lions, he can go through. In the midst of water, he can step with you and protect you and glorify his name.
I don't know where you are right now. I just came to encourage you that there is this God, El Shaddai, the Almighty, who makes all things beautiful in his own time. His track record is never failed before. He speaks the nothingness of this world and made them to be great. I don't know, maybe this could have been your first time to come to this church, or you've been coming and you see yourself in the lenses of the people, what they've said about you. Maybe what the society has said about you. Maybe what the community coming from has said about you. Maybe we're a workplace. They've even discounted you. They say, there is nothing ever that will ever come out of you. This El Shaddai, Almighty God, is a specialist in picking the nothingness and making them into something. Yeah. Today might be your day that God will break in and change your name, just the way he changed Abraham to Abraham. He says, even if you're 99, I'm able to begin a new life with you. I don't know how many opportunities you've missed, what opportunity you've missed, and what you've been through. But I just know one thing, that is God Almighty, El Shaddai, who begins a new story with everyone, who has no respect of a person. It doesn't matter your background. It can change and give you a new beginning even now today. I don't know what is wrong with you today, but God is El Shaddai. He says, I can do all things, and all things are possible. At whatever level you are right now, God wants to touch you. For some of you, I believe with all my heart, you need to come to the Lord and say, the next 5 years, the next 10 years of my life, the next 20 years of my life, I want to be more effective and impactful. You want to come to the Lord and say, it doesn't matter the wasted years. Today I heard the message that El Shaddai, God Almighty, is the beginning and the end of everything. He's the Alpha and the Omega. He can begin with me today. If it means that 5 years more, 10 years more, here I am, Lord. Do whatever you can. Watch and see what God will do. Out of one man who was considered as dead, here we are called the sons and daughters of Abraham to the glory of God. So today, wherever you are, whatever your circumstances, we are offering you an opportunity to begin afresh with God Almighty. I believe God wants to touch some people here in a very significant way, that your life will never be the same. Let's all stand. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you for a word. We know your word will never return void. You are El Shaddai, God Almighty. Father, you have all the power. All the power belongs to you. And I pray this afternoon that, Father, may you release your presence and your power that will begin afresh with us today. Come, Holy Spirit. I just make an invitation. If you are there right now, you want God to touch you. You want a new beginning for your life. You say, God, my story needs to begin afresh. God just wants to begin that story today. He wants to do it. I don't know what they call you, what they've said about you. But it's God we serve. He changes names. He says, I'm giving you a new. I feel the Lord is changing some names right now in this place. He's changing some names and giving you a brand new name. Because it's God Almighty. He's powerful. He's powerful. The others of you are saying, oh, I missed this opportunity. But God is saying, this is the beginning. This is the right time for you. It doesn't matter how old you are right now. God is saying, this is the right time for you to begin afresh with him. He's God Almighty. He's God Almighty. Is God Almighty.
Oh, is God Almighty. Oh, we love you, Lord. We're just going to go around as a ministry team, but I want you just to raise up your hands like this as you receive right now. Thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit, we pray that you come on your people right now. Begin new stories, particularly new names for some people in this place right now, oh God. That you rewrite that, Lord. I just pray that right now in the name of Jesus, that receive the presence and the power of God. Guys, let's go and pray with them. Bravo, Shindoro.